Astros taking on the Mariners. Houston trading not only for Justin Verlander, but Kate Upton, too. Well done, Jeff Luhnow. Let's check out JB and his team debut.
Bends at the waist, glove hand off his left knee to get the sign from Brian McCann. The stretch and the 2-2, and it's hot. It's strike three call. 97-mile-an-hour fastball at the top of the strike zone, says home plate umpire Ben May. Mike Zunino not happy at all, and the side is retired. No runs, one hit, and one man left on. We go to the top of the third tonight here at Safeco. Our score, the Mariners nothing, and the Astros nothing.
Miranda ready with the 1-2 pitch to Correa. Fastball hit right back, barehanded by Miranda. Wow, one hopper. Makes the play. Miranda deals, breaking ball, swung on, line to left field. Ben Gamble right there. Right there to make the catch, easy play. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one man left. We go to the home sixth here at Safeco Field. It's the Mariners 1 and the Astros 1. 2-2 pitch, fastball, strike three called. He's done, and the Mariners threat dies in the sixth. No runs, two hits, no errors, one man left. We go to the seventh inning. What a game. Astros 1, Mariners 1. Fisher pinch running for McCann, and now Maven's worked a 3-2 count. One out, good lead by Fisher. Runner goes, pitch, swung on, driven deep to left. High and far, headed for the bullpen. Bye-bye, two-run homer, Cameron Maven. And it's now Houston, 3-1 for Maven. Home run number 8, his second as an Astro. Gives him 28 on the season and 6th with Houston. That is a stunning blow.
Astros earned the 3-1 win in Justin Verlander's team debut. Aureel Miranda becomes the first pitcher since Matt Young back in 1992 with at least 6 no-hit innings, 1 run allowed, and 6 walks. Here is Seattle skipper Scott Servais following a rather strange loss to Houston.
Yeah, a lot of good pitching out there tonight, no doubt. I thought Aureel Miranda pitched his heart out tonight. He really did. He gave us everything he had. He tweaked his ankle there earlier in the game, and he hung in there, 112 pitches, I think it was, and, used a lot of off-speed pitches tonight, but really tremendous effort by him. And, offensively, I thought we put a lot of good at-bats on Verlander. We just didn't get the big hit, and, they did in the seventh inning when it may have been squared up the 3-2 fastball, to put them on top. But, I thought our guys, really competed well, well-played ball game. We just didn't get the big hit with 2 outs, and, the at-bats we had against Verlander, I thought we were right on him. Robbie obviously was seeing the ball really good against him. He's obviously he's done a lot in his career, and guys know that, especially our veteran guys who have faced him a bunch and know that you got to bring your A game, and I thought we did tonight. 2-out rallies and just couldn't get that big 2-out hit.
Shane Simmons looked good coming in on his second start.
Yeah, I thought Shane threw the ball really well. Yeah, starting to get settled back in the big leagues, and we need that. We're going to need guys to continue to step up. There's going to be plenty of opportunity for them. So, it's good to see him. And I thought Garten threw the ball really well out of the bullpen as well. Pagan's been so good for us for the majority of the year. He's got that fastball. He likes to ride up in the zone. He just didn't get it quite up high enough. And Maven grinded out the at-bat, and he got a mistake, and he put a good swing on it.
Miranda with the ankle,
he tweaked it, yeah. And I give him credit. He hung in there. Didn't back off. Lost his concentration in that inning, and he had the 3 walks and he was able to get out of it, but you could see it was it. But after that, he came in, got it taped up, and he went right back out there and gave us everything he had.
He was up there on the pitches in the 5th inning, and you sent him back in the 6th. What did you want him to get out there? What did you see from him?
I thought his stuff was still fine. They weren't hitting him. That's what I was seeing. The scoreboard was telling me that, and my eyes were telling me the same thing. So why not? We've struggled kind of in the middle innings a little bit. I thought his stuff was fine. We had him covered. If there was traffic in the 6th, we would have taken him out. But I felt good about where he was at, and, he was emptying the tank. It's good. It's good for guys to stretch out like that once in a while.
It seemed like he had a lot of intensity tonight. Was that good to see from him?
He did. He's had a couple rough outings on the road trip. He wanted to get back doing what he does. He's a very good competitor. He's been that way all year, and he didn't back off at all tonight.
Seager, he's facing some tough pitchers here and then doing some damage.
Yeah, Kyle got a breaking ball. I think it was a slider up in the zone. Put a really good swing on it. Unfortunately, that was the only run we could you know, get across tonight. But, you know, when you're facing that quality of pitcher, you're going to, you know, you got to keep grinding, hope he makes a few mistakes, and you got to take advantage of it. And, you know, like I said, we just didn't get the big knock tonight.
Scott, you're in September. You need to make a run. You get six no-hit innings, and it's not quite enough. I mean, it's got to – some games got to sting more than others.
Oh, you know, I think, like I said, getting the homestand, you got to take it a day at a time. You got to come out and play a good baseball game, which I thought we did yesterday. I thought we did again tonight. But, you know, you do need to have, you know, a clutch hit here, big rally, you know, put a crooked number up there. It's a good squad over there. We know that. We've played them a lot this year. We just haven't been able to put the big rally together. But, you know, I'll take our chances with our club. We can continue to compete like that every night. We're going to be in this thing all the way to the end. Just didn't happen the last two nights.
The Mariners look to bounce back on Wednesday behind Mike Leake. He'll be opposed by Lance McCullers.